وصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. Today in a very short majlis, I just want to highlight a very important point which Hazrat Maulana Qamru Zaman Sahib, our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatu, made in one of his very recent majlis. Just in a few minutes, I will just try and encapsulate what he has said, inshallah. Allah make it beneficial. Hazrat says, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that Allah Ta'ala has not created jinnat and insan except for his worship. For us to attain the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala, for us to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Many, many things our Shariat, it allows us to do. All the worldly things of having nice clothes, having nice food, nice car, nice house, all those things is what our Shariat permits us. Shariat hasn't stopped us from having all these nice things and enjoying all the benefits from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Shariat, mashallah, is very wasi', very accommodating. However, Hazrat says, I'm not saying that we shouldn't benefit from all these things, but we shouldn't make this the maqsad of our zindagi. Don't make it the objective of our existence on earth. Says that all the time we worried about small, small things in our houses. Isko theek karna hai, ye karna hai, wo karna hai. Sahi baat, is kamre mein hai, is ghar mein, is mein. All the time in that chakkar, 24/7. That is not correct. He says, now, if the furniture is like this, okay, now let's just change the furniture like this. After a few days, then we change it in different way. So whole time our mind is going in all these things that are not important. These are things that are not important. Whole day in our houses, we are trying to rectify things and fix things and this thing and that. Yes, things are broken, you will fix it. But redecoration, redesigning, read this, read that, that's just a waste of time. And he gives the example, he says, Baslo, this is what he was saying, actually, he was from a majlis of a Shami alim from Syria. And the Shami alim was making these points here, and Hazrat was just reiterating it. So I'm sharing that with you today, inshallah. So he says that, for example, a person has 10 chadars. Allah has blessed him with 10 chadars, all different designs of bed sheets and bed covers and this. But not one of those 10 he likes. The 10 he has to is not adequate for him. He don't like one out of those 10. So what he's going to do? Now he's going to go in the bazaar. And he's going to make chakkar again of the whole bazaar for something which Allah gave him in abundance. So he says, I'm not telling you not jais to buy a chadar, but contextualize it. How can that be right? Allah has blessed you with so much of things now. There's still not enough for you. You're still spending all your time in that direction. Then when are we going to have time to make ibadat? When are we going to get time if all our focus is going in that direction? He said, different thing is, okay, you're wearing nice clothes, there's nobody stopping you from that. But don't make that our maqsad. And then what happens is, a lot of times, this decoration leads to pride. Because I must have better than that person. That's the mindset. Mine must be better than his. My dress must be better than her dress. Now once that type of thought comes into the mind, now that is very bad, that's evil that. So Allah save us from that. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. Yes, different thing, Hazrat says, you went up, Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Ali, heard from Hazrat Shah Wasila Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Thani went out of the house. Or kapre gandar kuch. You know, in India, when you're traveling, how it gets there. So the clothes got dirty. He went outside for something, clothes got dirty. So when he came back inside, the clothes were dirty. He changed his clothes. So that is fine. There was a reason for changing the clothes. And some people have made changing the clothes the objective. So that's not right. That's not right at all. And also, for example, now our Fajr Salah time is quite early. So he says that, see, our Shariat will never make namaz maaf. Namaz can never be made maaf. Namaz is farz. So now if we know Fajr is early, then why Maghrib time we go out for tafri with our families in the big cities? and we'll go out Maghrib and we come back 12 o'clock at night. We come back 1 o'clock at night. Ghumne ke liye nikalte hai. Ghumne phirne ke liye. In the big cities it happens a lot. Maybe not so much in Port Shepston, but in other cities it happens a lot. People go out at night. So that they go to the beachfront, they go have ice cream, they go have this, that. But they don't have fikr at sea. If we're going to go out 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, we're going to come back. What's going to happen to Fajr? Fajr is 4 o'clock. How will we get up for Fajr Salah? Fajr our namaz is going to get qada. So that we don't have that fikr. So how can that ever be justified? Hazrat says, how can that be justified that we're staying out of the house till so late that we know definitely we're going to miss our Fajr Salah? How can that be right? So it's everything that we do. So that we must do in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our lain, dain, our mu'asharat, our mu'amalat. Every segment of our life should be in accordance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq. And Allah ta'ala make our fikr of akhirat our maqsad. Allah ta'ala make the fikr of the akhirat our real maqsad of existence in this world. And our life must revolve around that. Every other thing we will benefit, we will enjoy, but that's all secondary. We will live with one primary maqsad in this world, that is to please Allah Ta'ala and to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and also to prepare for our qabr and our akhirah. So very mukhtasar nasihat. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make it beneficial for all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.